For you to win in life, you need faith. And faith comes by hearing God's word. The message you're about to listen to from the senior pastor, Davis Christian Center, Pastor Kingsley Okonkwo, will set you on a course for a life of total victory.
Praise God. All right, today is the last teaching for the series we've been running. We've been running a series titled Success Secrets I Learned from a Failure. Success Secrets I Learned from a Failure. I love to hear successful stories. And whether we like it or not, as human beings, everybody likes to hear successful stories. Praise God. We like to hear fairy tales. We like to hear how things ended well. In fact, in a movie, do you know that most times in a movie, everybody believes or prays and hopes that, you know, everything will turn out right. Is sometimes that the guy that was poor will become rich. The woman that was suffering will now stop suffering. We always like a good ending to a movie. How many of you know that? Amen. There's a movie that when you watch it, you'll be very far. You'll be angry for days. It's when something good didn't happen to the guy at the end. You remember those kind of movies? So we like good things. And for many years, I've studied successes and I've seen why they succeed. So I decided to study failures to also see why they fail. And God began to show us some principles. We're going to run through some of them. We've done them in the past. I'm just going to round up today with that teaching. Success secrets we learned from a failure. If you learn what a failure is doing, you can also learn what not to do. Hallelujah. They say experience is the best teacher. That statement doesn't make sense. Experience is not the best teacher. Experience can only be the best teacher when it's somebody else's experience. It should not be your own experience. I don't pray you experience what it means not to have a house. To know that it's good to have a house. That's not... You should not experience HIV to know that it's good not to have. I can learn from somebody's experience. Praise God. Joshua chapter 1. I'm going to run through about 7 points. 7 points in this service. I'm going to combine what I taught in the first service and add it to what I taught in the second service. But I invite you to get all the series, the CDs, the messages to bless you. Invest in your own self. Invest in knowledge. From verse 1. He said, now after Joshua 1:1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. He said, now arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, unto the land which I give them, even to the children of Israel. Verse 3, for every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Go to verse 5. He said, there shall not be any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. He said, as I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Verse 6. He said, be strong and what? Of a good courage. For unto these people shall thou divide for inheritance the land which I swore unto thy fathers to give them. Look at verse 7. God said, only what? I can't hear you. God said what? Only be strong and what? Very courageous. If you go to verse 9, God himself told him again, have not I commanded thee? He said, be strong and what? Of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. The first thing that failures do is that they usually don't have the courage to step out in what they believe. Successful people have courage. They have courage. Don't be afraid to be different. Don't be afraid to do something new. Don't be afraid to do something that is not common or something that is not popular amongst people. If you are going to succeed, you must be ready to do different things. Your success in life is not tied to your similarity, it's tied to your difference. Unfortunately, in Africa, everybody is trying to resemble every other person. We copy more in this part of the world. That's why when somebody starts a successful business, you will notice that on the same street, many people will just copy that same business. Without having a vision for it, they just copy it. Hallelujah. We are very gifted in copying. We like to look like every other person. Let me tell you this morning, especially those of you that are still young, please don't try to resemble people. Try to be yourself. Try to be different. Our success in life is not tied to our similarity. It's tied to our areas of difference. It's okay to go alone. It's okay to do something that is not common and popular. It's okay to stand on your own. That's what God was telling Joshua. He said, be strong and of a good courage. What you are saying might not make sense to many people. What you are doing, people might not appreciate it. But be strong and of a good courage. Say, because I am with you. Don't wait for everybody to agree. Don't wait for everybody to follow. If you are not convinced about what you are doing in your heart, people will dissuade you. People will push you left and right. People will make you start doing things you don't want to do. So many people are living other people's lives. They are studying a course. Then you don't want to be a doctor, but you're just studying medicine because somebody said medicine is the best. Live your own life. You have only one life. You see, if you have three lives, our cassette is okay. You can lose one life to be a doctor and use another one to do your own. But you have only one life. You have only one life. Pursue your dream. Be courageous enough to be different. It takes boldness to be different. Weak people like to be alike. If you notice, eagles fly alone. You will never see an eagle flying in a company of other eagles. They fly alone because they have their own ideas. But if you see Leke Leke, I don't know if you know Leke Leke. I don't know, what's the English name for Leke Leke? Eh? I can't hear. Eh? Enoch. H-E-R-O-N. Heron. No, that name is Heron. Is that what they call Leke Leke Tutu? Eh? Leke Leke. Let's leave it at Leke Leke. All of you know Leke Leke. I mean, those white men, they tell you that if you do your hand like this, it will turn white. I don't know where we get all those. Africa, we can like all kinds of funny things. That if you Leke Leke fly, if you do your hand like this, it will turn white. I shake my hand, turn white. Hallelujah. So if you see Leke Leke, they fly en masse. They can't go solo. They go with crowd. But if you see eagles, anywhere you see an eagle, he's flying alone. He's independent. He's convinced about what God has given him to do. He doesn't agree that all of us must agree. No. He's bold enough to be different. I challenge you there to be different. I was telling them the first service. I have a friend in our bikers, amongst our biker people. You know, we ride power bikes. So this is my friend. He rode his bike. I saw on his DP on BlackBerry. I saw Morocco. And he put a sign. He snapped his motorcycle near the sign that said, welcome to somewhere. I asked him, where are you? He says, in Morocco. I said, you rode your bike from Lagos to Morocco. He says, he's going to Europe. In fact, as of today, it's Paris that is on his DP. Paris is in France now. With bike. So I said, okay, no problem. I said, how many of you went? He said, only him. That's a great person. You know, normal person, if you're going to that kind of long journey, you say, let's be plenty. Let people support me. Let people encourage me. He said, why do you go alone? He said, you see, other people have their own schedule. You see, when you are going to be great, you must respect that other people have their own vision. That vision you have for your life of greatness, somebody else doesn't want to be great. So you can't say, let's all go. They might not want to go. Do you understand? Somebody get what I'm saying? You might want to finish school with a first class. Your friend, that's not his vision. If your friend doesn't want to finish school with a first class, that means you can't be reading with him. Because he wants to read for 30 minutes and go and play for 30 hours. But if you want to finish with first class, you must be willing to read alone. Is somebody here? You must be willing to do it alone. He said other people have their own schedule. He can't wait until the schedule agrees for everybody. He knows he wanted to do it and he decided to go alone from Nigeria on a motorcycle to Paris. It took days because on the steep it down some days ago, I saw day 8. So I don't know how many days he has been on the road and he was willing to go alone. Most people say, let's go, if nobody agrees. And you know, Nigerians are full of followers. Do you know most people, they will not drive one way until one person drives one way? You notice? Everybody will be keeping their way. One person just come out and drive one way. You see, before you know, the line go down long. Nigerians are full of followers. We need leaders in Nigeria. We need people that can have vision in Nigeria. People that can celebrate vision in Nigeria. You know some things that we take in Nigeria that and go and sleep. In other countries, they don't try it. They can't try it. Arabian countries, you can't try some things our government try here. They would have closed down the country since. But Nigeria, full of followers. Nobody has their own original thoughts. Once one person does it, Everybody has been online. One person just sat on that second line. You see the line go just full. So they had it in mind since. But no boldness to be different. No boldness to be different. I challenge you today. Be bold enough to be different. It's okay to do something different. It's okay to stand out. Nobody gets a prize for standing with the crowd. You only get a prize for standing out. Nobody respects you for joining the crowd. It's easy to steal. That's the norm in the country we live in. That if you steal, then you are normal. But you can make up your mind to stand out and decide to be legit. Hallelujah. Part of my passion is to see young people that will prosper so that you will create the picture for the younger generation. Because most of the young generation, they don't have another picture except the picture of a 419 guy. So if that's the picture they have, they will end up being a 419. The Bible says, what we behold, we become. Do you understand that? So my prayer is that you guys looking at me now, there will be people amongst you that will be very successful so that the younger people will see hope that if I do it right, I can still succeed. I don't have to go and steal. I don't have to be 419. The Bible says narrow is the road that leads to heaven. That broad is the road that leads to hell. If you're going to do something great in your life, be ready to follow the narrow path. Be bold enough to be different. Hello. Be bold enough to be different. Don't say everybody sleeping around, you can be different. Say, everybody say, if you have a boyfriend, you must sleep with him. That's what everybody is doing. You are not everybody. You are a meaningful specific. That means you're not just a number in the crowd. You're a specific person created for a specific assignment. Is somebody here? Be bold enough to be different. Dare to be different. If everybody is cheating in your class, you can be bold enough to say, I will not cheat. No, but you're not great when you join the crowd. When I see people that drink and smoke, they feel, you are greater when you can see all those vices and decide that I will not drink. And you are even bold enough, you are sitting with them and you can tell them I will not drink. Do you know what they call peer pressure? It's people that want to be like other people. How many of you know that? That's the meaning of peer pressure. How do most people that start to drink and smoke, how did they start? They went where people were sitting down. Everybody ordered beer. First guy, what do you want to drink? I'll drink stout. Small one. What do you want to drink? I'll drink stout. Big one. What do you want to drink? I'll drink star. I'll drink good. I'll drink this one. I'll drink dragon one. They say, you, what do you go drink? What do you want to get? They'll mention all this thing for you. So, which one I go drink? Say, malt. And you stammer. And your friends say, ah, oh God, you don't go, ah, maybe share, maybe. Then you're under pressure. You want to drink because they're all drinking? Most people, if you're honest with yourself, most of you that say smoking when you're young, I smoke, look, I when I was in GS1, I was already smoking Indian hemp. So I'm not telling you. So most of you that say smoking, if you're honest with yourself, you started smoking because your friends were smoking. They didn't give birth to anybody with a desire to smoke. It's not a need in a human being's life. Things like food and water, they are genuine needs, natural needs. Smoking is not a need. Most people that smoke today started smoking because they saw their friends smoke. They didn't want to be different. They wanted to be alike. Most people that drink today are drinking because their friends drink. Some of you are even born again now, but you have not stopped because you know, you say, I drink once in a while. When is that once in a while? Is it when you are alone in your room? No, it's usually when you are with people. Because they are all drinking. You are ashamed to say, I don't drink. My brother, I ride bikes outside Nigeria. If you know anything about, you know, bikers generally are rugged. So when we go to all those places where we ride bike, I ride bike there. And they all light cigarettes. They all bring out beer and hot drink. They say, what will you drink? Juice. They say, you don't drink? No. Why should I want to be like you? But most of them are under pressure. Everybody's doing it. Look, you will start succeeding faster when you can look at everybody in the face and still do what is right. It's okay to be different. Hallelujah. It's okay to be different. And I want to challenge you young people, please. For me, it's a passion. I want it to be your passion too. One of the reasons why you should want to succeed is to lay a foundation for the younger generation. Most of them are hopeless today. Most of them, they've given up hope. They believe that 419 is the only way to make it. We have to show them. It's a commitment for me. You have to show them that you can be doing legit and still be blessed. Is somebody with me on that dream? I'm challenging you, please. Do it right. Do it with God. In fact, that's my whole passion. Because I know that God can do... Look, There's no way 419 can be bigger than God. It's not possible. When I see people respect devil more than normal, devil can never be bigger than God. Say, they are chasing me in my village. What are you talking about? Say, somebody cursed me. One of my daughters, I was angry with her during the week. She came to my office. That somebody cursed her. She was crying. I said, curse you? How? How? I said, number one, if the person used devil to curse you, God is greater than devil. Doesn't matter. Do you understand? If Niger curse America, doesn't matter. It's not valid. It's not what I'm saying. It's not valid. If devil, you are a child of God, devil curse you. The Bible said he will curse those that what? Curse you. So even if you are cursing me, you are just cursing yourself. It can't hold water. I won't even pray about it. Praying about it is that you are entertaining it. I said, if it's not devil, the other alternative is that maybe he used God to curse you. God can't curse his own child. The Bible said, the curseless shall not stand. And but besides, Jesus Christ died to redeem us from what? The curse. Even in the Old Testament, when they hired a prophet to curse children of Israel, the prophet they hired to curse them, he told the person that hired him, he said, you cannot curse whom God has what? Blessed. You are too blessed for anyone to curse you. You are staying awake at night to pray. You are engaging them. They can't do anything. You don't understand? The power of the devil can never come near the power of God. They are not in a challenge. They are not in the same ring. You know in boxing, they don't allow anybody to fight anybody. You can box, you can't just see somebody passing and say, I want to fight him. No, it's by weight. Lightweight cannot fight heavyweight, or else they will kill somebody there. So, in the fight between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness never comes to the ring. They don't appear. How can I put lightweight to go and fight Mike Tyson? The person go die that day. Because heavyweight blow on a lightweight body is like trailer jamming Okada. That's not a fair fight. Remember in the Bible, when Elijah told those false prophets, he said, go and call your own God. Me, I will call my own God. He said, the God that answers by fire, let him be God. It was a public show. Elijah told them, call your own God first. Ha, they began to call. Baal, we call you. Baal, we greet you. Great Baal. Baal, day back. They tell him, prophets, you know, go better for now. Who are you calling? Say, Baal, come out. The Bible said the Baal didn't come. They began to cut themselves. Say, Baal, we're going to kill ourselves here. He said, die there. Baal told them, Mukuna, die there. Like the Chris, die there. Why didn't he show up? Because he knew who he was about to face. Before that time, Baal, they answer. The problem was that he was paired, he is lightweight, he was paired with heavyweight. He can't come. No matter as they call and reach, you know, show from, they say from morning till night that they call him, bah, they sleep. He lie down, sleep, say this one, I go tired, and they call me. Hallelujah. The devil can't show up. How can he show up? It's when there is no God that he makes noise. If God appear like this, you go and hide. He knows his mates. Say you are afraid of devil. They curse you. Somebody buried something in your village. Do you know what they buried for you too? You are worried about what they buried against you. They buried something for you. They buried a whole human being, Jesus Christ. Say in my village. Somebody say in my village, they kill goat and buried it. Goat. In my own village, spiritual village, they killed Jesus and buried him. The goat they killed and buried is still there. It don't rotten. The Jesus they killed him, buried him, he stayed for 3 days. After that, the sacrifice stand up again. And you are worried about goat. You don't know what they buried for you. You are concerned about what they buried against you. Hallelujah. When they introduced Jesus, God, after they called Baba, no answer. Elijah said, don't do more arrest. He called God. Why didn't Baal answer? He has seen the resume. He has seen the profile of the person he wanted to fight. You know, in boxing, you hear some profile. This is the heavyweight champion of the world. He has fought 30 times, 20 win, 10, 5 draw, 5 losses. That's normal person. But this person they called. Say, we want to welcome on the red corner. God Almighty, the El Shaddai, the Elohim, the El Elyon, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the mighty one in battle. He has had over 1 billion fights and still counting. All the fights are wins, no loss, and all the fights are total knockouts. Hallelujah. All the people he has fought, they are still dead. If you hear that kind of introduction, you yourself, you'll come out. You won't come out. So be bold enough to be different. The things that the devil has to offer can never be as good as the one God has to offer. I pray we'll be able to inspire the young people of our generation. Most of my mates today are in 419. Why? Because that's the only picture we saw. That's the only hope we saw. But today I'm determined that we'll be able to show young people that are prospering by the power of God, prospering by the principles of God, so that this younger generation can do something with their own lives. In other parts of the world, people are inventing things. Young people are inventing things. Those of you that know about IT, you know about Silicon Valley and other places. There are places like that around the world where people are developing things. There's a young guy in Japan or in China or in America. They are developing things. They are looking for creativity. The young guy in Nigeria is learning Yahoo. One artisan, I think he's a welder or a carpenter, welder or carpenter. They asked him, he was delaying in bringing a job. They asked him, why are you delaying to bring a job? He said, doesn't have any boys to work with. You know, normally, carpenter or whatever, they have apprentice boys. That say, doesn't have any boys working with him. They said, why don't you have boys working with me? This artisan, this plumber, carpenter, he said, all the young boys that normally would learn carpentry or plumbing, all things, they are all now doing Yahoo. That's the country we live in, friends. In a few years from now, the whole country itself will be Yahoo. Be bold to be different. Let's stop all this following the crowd. You're not leke leke. You're an eagle. Hallelujah. Be bold to be different. People that are different will succeed faster. I don't know much about rap anymore, but those days when we were young, when talking about rap, there was a time when things became a bit, in the rap industry, people were already big names. We were thinking there might not be another big rapper. The guys that were able to break through were people that came with a different tune. People like Snoop Doggy Dogg. I don't say she listens to rap. I'm just using an example. He was able to bring a different flavor. He blew up immediately. People like Eminem, people like DMX or Cool. The more different you are, the faster you will stand out. Stop trying to do what already exists. Some of you, God will raise you to start a different thing. Don't be afraid. Hallelujah. The average Nigerian were already under pressure. Once you do this one, you must go to this school. Once you finish this school, you must marry. Once you marry, first 1 year, everybody's already asking you, where is your child? We're all in a system that can produce change. Be bold enough to be different. Second step. Successful people have a bias for action. Successful people can act. They don't talk too much, they act. They don't talk too much, they act. Failures talk. If you meet a standard failure, he has many stories to tell you. He talks more than he acts. But successful people are able to act more than they talk. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 1 verse 1, the Bible says what Jesus began to do and then to teach. He was first a doer. See, what he began both to do. Acts chapter 1 verse 1. You see it on the screen. What he began both to do, then to teach. He was doing first. Acts 1:1. DJ, be fast. He was first doing before he's teaching. Today we have many talkers and they do nothing. Abraham was such a great man. Genesis chapter 12. Let's read that. Genesis 12. Abraham was one of the greatest men in the whole of scriptures. He's the father of faith. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Genesis 12, 1. He said, now the Lord had said unto Abraham, he said, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house. This is God telling Abraham, unto a land I will show you. They have not even told in the place. God said, leave where you are. Verse 2, and I will make of thee what? A great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be what? A blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse them that curse thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Verse 4. So what happened? I can't hear you. So what happened? Straight. No long story. He didn't know where God was taking him. He didn't know what God was talking about. God said, move. The Bible said, and Abraham departed. A failure will start writing map. Start writing list. Start writing things we might need for the journey. Start looking for compass and looking for map. But the Bible says, so Abraham departed. Friend, it's time to move. Whenever you get that idea, inspiration, act on it. Say, I don't know whether it will work. Nobody knows whether it will work. All the people that have done great things, they didn't know whether it will work. There's no great thing that there was no element of risk involved. Until you move, all of us will not know whether it works. I remember my great mentor and granddaddy in the faith, Archbishop Benson Idahosa. He saw in the Bible, his pastor preached in his church where he was attending. The pastor preached where the Bible said we can raise the dead. It's in the Bible. He said, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers. It's there in the Bible. Jesus told disciples to go and do it. So he came after the service and asked the pastor, is it really true? Can we heal the sick? He said, yes. Can we cleanse the lepers? He said, yes. He said, can we raise the dead? The pastor said, yes, it's in the Bible. And guess what my granddaddy, the Archbishop Idahosa, did though? If you hear that kind of message, maybe you just go and thank God and pray and go and sleep in your house. Archbishop said, no. He took his Bible and he went about looking for where somebody died. Said, they say, raise the dead. He was going door to door. Is anybody dead here? I mean, not joking. He was going door to door. Did anybody die here? He said, he didn't see anybody. After some days, one finally got somewhere, he saw a crowd. He asked them, is anybody dead? They say, somebody died. He said, he wants to raise the dead. And he prayed and prayed and prayed. But thank God, later the person still woke up. He prayed and the person woke up. And he said, throughout his lifetime, I think he prayed for about 10 or so. I can't remember how many dead people he raised. And people asked him, you went to pray for dead. What if he doesn't wake up? He asked them, what if he does? It's always a 50-50 chance, but the failures believe the negative 50. What if I attempt this business and it fails? What if it succeeds? Hallelujah. You must learn to focus on the benefits of the success, not just the damage of the failure. Hallelujah. What if it succeeds? So what if it fails? What if it succeeds? And the only way we will even know is when you step out. If you never step out, we will not know whether you succeed or not. Hallelujah. Act out your dreams. In Genesis 22 or so, God appeared to Abraham again. God told Abraham, say, bring your son, your only son, whom thou lovest. DJ, show it. Say, bring your son, your only son, whom thou lovest, and bring him to the sacrifice. And the Bible said, Abraham rose up early in the morning. Look at the Genesis 22 verse 3. Look, go to verse 22 first. I mean, verse 2 first. Quickly. Genesis 22 verse 2. This is DJ. He said, and he said, take now thy son. This is God talking to Abraham. Thy only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest. Because you have to mention Isaac's name. Abraham already carried Ishmael. God said, no, Isaac. Whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I tell thee of. And the next day, look at this. And Abraham rose up when? You know, normally, if they tell you that kind of thing, you're supposed to wait and think about it. Then you tell your wife. Oh, but I love Abraham. You have to wake up before Sarah, because Sarah will not agree. Keep my only son, forget it. Abraham rose up early in the morning. The guy had a bias for action. Great people act. They don't talk too much. They act. Hallelujah. Number 3. Maximize your inspired moments. Maximize your inspired moments. On your journey in life, there will be what is called inspired moments. What does that mean? There will be times where something will come to you as an inspiration. Let me tell you this quickly. If you ask successful people, they will tell you that some of the things they did, they didn't know it beforehand. They didn't plan it. It was an inspired moment. Something just occurred. They told us that the guy that invented or discovered the law of gravity, that he was sitting under a tree and one of the fruits fell. And it occurred to him that everything falls, that there's a law that says everything that goes up must come down. It was an inspired moment. As a child of God, you need to be conscious of those inspired moments in your life. In Job 32 or so, verse 8, he said, there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty gives him understanding. There is a spirit in man. There is a spirit in man. Look at it, Job 32, verse 8. But there is what? I can't hear you. Job 32, 8. There is what? There is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty gives him understanding. Listen to me, if you're a born again Christian, your spirit is alive. Don't depend only on your mind. There's a difference. Your mind and your spirit are different. Your mind is like the CPU and the desktop and all that. It's like the basic computer. They taught us when we're young that garbage in, garbage out. Your mind can only tell you things you have told it or given it as information. But your spirit is connected to the internet. It can download something you yourself don't even know now. Are you following? So as a child of God, be conscious of your spirit, because inspiration from God will come. It might be in a situation. It might be a problem you face, and you just see an idea in it. Most of the great ideas of this world started from a problem. How many of you remember Tipex? When Tipex was running, that white thing that used to cover mistake. You know how they started it? There was one secretary that wasn't very good, skillful. She was always typing and making error. So her boss was shouting at her every day, stupid woman, you're a lazy secretary, you're always typing rubbish. So every day she was making mistakes. So she had to go and look for a way to be correcting her mistake. She invented it to cover her own mistake. After a while, it became a business. You can't be asking me if she's still a secretary. Inspired moments. The person that develops post-it, how many of you know post-it? Those colored papers you write things on and you paste somewhere. The person used to forget all the things he wants to do. He began to write and put gum and put it. After a while, he said, we can do this thing to be gumming by itself. Post it. The person that invented the ATM card that we use today, he one day he needed money in the night. And he couldn't go to the bank because the bank was closed. And he was paying him because he needed the money urgently. He said, how can somebody have money and not have access to it because bank has closed? He said, there must be a way the owner of the money can get his money at any time of the day. ATM came out. Inspired moments. Only God knows the inspired moments you have seen that you didn't take advantage of. It just occurred to you, but instead you left the idea. Whenever those inspired moments come, write it down. That's what God told Habakkuk. He said, write the vision. Write it down. Write it down. Those inspired moments will always come. It might be a trouble or a challenge you see. Then you see a way out. Nigeria is full of problems. So people only see the problems. People are not seeing the solutions. The solutions are businesses. Hallelujah. Thank God for the person that saw that we can move from Omituturi in Lilongback to Sashi and call it pure water. Thank God for that person. That particular business today has employed millions around the world. Just moving water from drawing it from the well to putting, I know some people, they see draw it from the well and put in Sashi. And put fake NAFDAC number. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Inspired moments. Listen to me. There will be those inspired moments, they come to all of us. My prayer is that you'll be sensitive to see it. It might be in your office. Listen, some of you, in where you work now, there's a challenge you're constantly facing. You might be the person that will develop the software or develop the idea. You don't have to be brilliant. You might be able to go and source the solution. Doesn't mean you must have the solution. You might be able to know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that can provide that solution. Hallelujah. Inspired moments. I pray you will not miss your inspired moments. There's a spirit in man. Some of you, it's a radio program. It's a TV program. It's a burden you have. When people hear us today teach about love and marriage, I shared in the first service how I started. It was just Valentine period. Many years ago, like 1998 or 1999, Valentine was coming. And I said, Valentine period is a period where a lot of people make mistakes in their relationships. I said, it's a very good opportunity to teach what the Bible says about relationships and about marriage. And we fixed the first one, love, dating, and sex. I didn't even know what I was going to preach. It was an inspired moment. The thing about inspired moments is that if you don't write them down and act on them, the force that comes with the inspiration will leave. I need to understand this. See, Some people say they don't have faith. It's because they don't hear God. If you hear God, every time God speaks to you, and let me digress again. When I say God speaks to you, forget what you see in home video. Because when you say Nigerian, God speaks to you, they'll say, it means that, you know, you see curtain shaking. Go, then light will be blinking. But like it's half current. Then you hear a voice, Kingsley, how many times did I call you? It doesn't follow. Sometimes when God speaks to you, it is an inspired thought. It's a thought that you know that didn't come from you. You don't have this kind of thinking normally. It's an inspired thought. That's God. And every time God speaks to you, it comes with faith. Why? Because God is a God of faith. As God speaks to you, it comes with faith. If you can receive it and start running with it, you will enjoy the momentum. But if you capture the idea and be playing with it and be asking many, many people, many people will not tell you, it cannot work, it's difficult. They will start killing the momentum. Before you know it, in 1 or 2 weeks, you yourself have even forgotten the thing. So you need to act quickly when it comes. So we fixed it. But I didn't even know what I was going to preach, but I fixed it. And we've never stopped since that time. Inspired moments. I pray you will not miss your own inspired moments. In the name of Jesus. Act on them. Write them down. The moment it comes, write it. Capture it. Don't let it escape. Many of you, many inspired moments have come in your life. You don't even remember them anymore. You don't write them down. Write them. You must have a jotter. I won't take seriously anybody that doesn't have a jotter. If you like IT, at least you must have iPad or your phone. But there must be a way you are storing thoughts. Like Mike Murdock would say, the shortest pencil is better than the longest memory. Don't use your... See, let me tell you. Your mind can be used for 2 things. It's either used for memory or it's used for imagination. If you don't write things down, your mind is functioning unnecessarily for memory. Use it for imagination. Memory is to replay the past. Imagination is to replay the future. So let diaries and jotters do the memory part. I don't use my mind for memory. I use my mind for imagination. That's the one that can change my life. Immediately it comes, write it down. Capture it. How many of you here, let me ask you, you got an idea and some details about the idea and you didn't write it, and that same evening you couldn't remember some things you thought about? Has it happened to you before? Only God knows what that idea is. And you know the principle of ideas, that you're never the only one that is getting the idea at that time. Somebody else is getting it and they might act on it and you might not. Let me tell you, neighbor, I will not miss my inspired moments. Lastly, before I close, people. Successful people understand that people are important. Failures don't value people. If you are going to be successful, you must understand the power of relationships. Look, no matter how powerful a prayer warrior you are, God will still use people to connect you to the next level of your life. Me, I see human beings as doors. Every human being is a door. They have the ability to connect you to the next level of your life. If you have a bad attitude, you will not go far in this life, because people are positioned by God to bless your life. I'm not saying you're going to be begging people or you're going to be looking for people. No, but you must treat people right. Somebody said a bad attitude is like a flat tire. He said you can't go far with it. A bad attitude is like a flat tire. It's like having a flat tire in your car. So you can't go far with it. You know, once the tire of a car is flat, no matter how committed you are, if you continue, the rubber will go off. If you continue, the iron will start hitting the ground. If you continue, fire, the whole car will catch fire. You can't go far with it. That's how a bad attitude is. Some of you, when they correct you, you get angry. When people tell you the truth, you get angry. One of the graces you must believe God for in this life is to be able to take correction. To be able to say it's true. To have a genuine assessment of yourself. To be able to listen to people. People, not biased people. There are some people that, whatever you do, they hate you. So if you go and ask them, you're not wasting your time, because they say, yeah, you're a stupid girl. Yes, it's true, you're stupid. No. I mean genuine people that are objective. You need to have the grace to correct, to take correction. Hallelujah. Great people understand that people matter. It was a small girl that told Naaman. Naaman was a general in the army. It was a small girl that connected Naaman to his healing. Imagine if it was the kind of ogre that didn't listen to anybody. I'm the general. Nobody should talk. The small girl will have the answer to what to his problem and never say it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Start to treat people nice. Start to value people. Start to listen. And I see God turning your life to a whole new level in the name of Jesus. Nobody under the sound of my voice will fail. I said, no one under the sound of my voice will fail. That purpose for your life will be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Let's rise to our feet. Everyone, let's stand up. Lift your hands this morning. Lift your hand this morning. And just begin to talk to God. Soma handa lahaba broda sita. Jipala gredesa. Zopare balasata. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We will have the boldness to be different. We will have the courage to step out. We will not just be talkers. We will be doers. We will not miss those inspired moments when they come. Those inspired moments, when they come, we will not miss them. We will know how to relate with other people. Zaparo bazata. Go ahead and just talk to God this morning. Every child of God is born great. There is greatness inside you. Whatever you are facing now is not the end of the story. There is another level. There's another chapter. There's another phase. Barebo satahaya. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Manderebosa. Jeparada sata. Lord, we lift up your people. Mahanderebosa. I declare the struggle is over. I declare the challenges are over. I announce a new season in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever has been a struggle for you, I declare from today it becomes easy. From today, grace will begin to speak for you. From today, God will show up for you. In the name of Jesus. I don't care how long you have been in that situation. I don't care, even if it appears that everybody in your family are always under that level. Today I stand as a man called of God. I announce your new season in the name of Jesus. I announce your new level in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ said that he came to announce the acceptable year of the Lord. And he said, this day is that scripture fulfilled in your ears. I prophesy today, whatever was going on before that was not pleasant, from today, a new chapter begins. I need you to understand what I'm talking about. Somebody is at the point, what they call a breaking point. That's the point where things change forever. There are some seasons in your life where things change and they change forever. I announce this is that season in your life. I said this is that season in your life. I said this is that season in your life. From today, a new chapter begins. From today, a new level begins. From today, a new story begins. In the name of Jesus. You might be worried that time has gone. I'm here to tell you that overtaking is allowed. I prophesy, you will catch up with those that have gone ahead of you. I prophesy, all the years you have lost, God will restore them in the name of Jesus. It appears that you are starting late, but the Bible said He makes all things beautiful in His time. I prophesy you will catch up with those ahead of you. God of heaven will give you speed. You will enjoy acceleration in the name of Jesus. The Bible said the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah and he outran the king's horses. Hey, when the hand of God comes upon you, natural results will stop. Natural ability will stop. Natural testimonies will stop. From then on, supernatural results will come. Supernatural testimonies will come. Supernatural story will start. In the name of Jesus, I see God's hand rest upon your life in the name of Jesus. I see God's hand upon your business. I see God's hand upon your academics. In the name of Jesus. They might be saying there are no jobs, but that is not your own testimony. Your own job will come. I say your own job will come. In the name of Jesus. This week, they will send good news to you. I said this week, they will send good news to you. Last Sunday, we prayed in the service like this. I prophesied that even things that they have forgotten, applications that you have made before, proposals you have submitted before that it seemed they didn't regard it, that they will reverse it. Somebody just shared with me now that after that Sunday prayer, he got a courier. I said, I prayed that day that you will get the letter that week. He said he got a courier, a job he had applied for last year. They said you come and resume next week. I prophesy to you that whatever proposal, application, business idea that you have written or sent that seem to be forgotten, I declare there will be a reopening of that case. I declare they will send for you. In the name of Jesus. That place where you went before and they told you there's no vacancy, or they told you there's no space, or they told you it's not time, I declare now that there will be a reopening of that case in the name of Jesus. From now, there is vacancy. From now, there is space for you. From now, it is the time to do the project. In the name of Jesus. They will send for you. They will call you. They will look for you. In the name of Jesus. The thing that has been a struggle. Listen. When we are talking about success in the kingdom, it's not by achievement, it's by receivement. He said, what have you that you have not received? It's not hard work that brings results. The Bible says, the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich. And he added no sorrow. You can work hard from morning to night and not get anything out of it. The Bible said, the embrace is not to the swift. He said, the battle is not to the strong. See, it's time and chance from heaven that happens to all men. He said, it's not to him that willeth. It's not to him that runneth. He said, it's of God that showeth favor. 10 years of labor cannot achieve what one day of favor can do. I declare over your life, from today, you will start operating in grace. From today, you will begin to enjoy favor. The things that your hard work and your connections and all those efforts could not bring, I declare by the power of God, the favor of God will bring it to you cheaply. In the name of Jesus. Some of you, let me tell you what your testimony will be. When the results start to show up, you yourself will agree that many years you have been doing it by your strength, but that these results you are seeing now, without any major efforts, there will be a multiplication of that results. You will see results that you have never imagined before. You will see testimonies you have never expected before. I prophesy that will be your testimony. I prophesy that will be your story. The God of heaven will help you. I said the God of heaven will help you. I said the God of heaven will help you. The days of struggling are over. The day of suffering are over. Before the end of this week, you will receive your own parcel. You will receive your own testimony. You will receive your own letter. You will receive your own email. You will receive your own phone call. In the name of Jesus. If you believe it, lift your hands and give God thanks this morning. I see a new season. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. There's someone here that something you are doing is stuck. I don't know whether it's a container or a shipment or a project, but I just see that the thing is stuck somewhere. It has hung for a while now. It has hung somewhere for a while for whatever reason. I prophesy today that that project or that product or that whatever it is, I declare is released in the name of Jesus. I declare it is released in the name of Jesus. That project will be completed. That transaction will be completed. That payment will be made in the name of Jesus. And they will come back and apologize to you. Every delay you are encountering in any area, today I cancel it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. If you love him, come on, give him a big, big, big praise. Sinner. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise God. Please just bow your heads.
We know you've been blessed by this message. For more informational counseling, please call us on 01-8181-782, 080-2835-6363, or email us at davidschristiancenter1@yahoo.com, or visit our website at www.davidschristianchurch.org. God bless you.